Secretary, take the roll. Oh, was it roll locked? Have all, see, Senator Tillion, Senator Ziegler?
Mr. President, Senator Mealon, I'm happy to report, is okay. He is home now, having been discharged from the hospital yesterday afternoon. I talked to Mrs. Mealon last night, and she anticipated that he will be back tomorrow. I request the record reflect that he be excused because of illness today.
Without objection, the Secretary will make the notation. Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll call shows 17 members present.
Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Johnny Reimer of the Auk Bay Bible Church.
Shall we pray? Our God and Heavenly Father, we come this morning to acknowledge your sovereign right in our life. We recognize that even the life we call our own is sustained by your power and mercy. Give to us the day-to-day trust in your power, that our lives may carry the impact for time and eternity they were meant to have. We are grateful this morning for the privilege of living in a country of liberty, of freedom, and of prosperity. We thank you for our president and other leaders who are desirous to supply good and effective direction for our nation. We thank you for state leaders who are concerned about the needs, the problems, and the challenges facing this state of ours. We ask that to all of these might be given the physical, mental, and emotional strength to carry out their tasks properly. Grant to them also, O God, the insight and humility to recognize the importance of the spiritual dimension and that the realization of that dimension is found in a personal walk with God. Grant it through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 106th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item as consent of the journal for the 106th day to approve the certification.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Introduction of guests. We have two guests that I'm aware of. We have gentlemen who are connected with Exxon, Mr. Joe Astor and Mr. Harold Sons. Mr. Sons is a photographer, and Mr. Astor is accompanying Mr. Walker in the gallery. Any other guests to be introduced? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House?
Message of April 25. The House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 121 with the following amendment: House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 121, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill 121.
Is there any discussion or debate on the issue? Senator Hackney?
Mr. President, what the House did in their committee substitute was to increase very slightly the amount of the appropriation, and they decreased slightly the alcoholism grants and added an item for eligibility termination. Total of the increase went from $790,543 within the Senate bill to $821,000 in their
bill. Is there any further discussion or debate on the bill? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to committee substitute for Senate Bill number 121? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so committee House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 121 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta. Yes, there is. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. And so House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 121 with an effective date has passed the Senate.
Message of April 25. The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 122 with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 122, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an effective date and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur on the House amendment to the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 122.
Is there any discussion or debate on the bill? Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, again, the House has taken some small liberties with the Senate virtually. The amount that was in the Senate bill when it went over was $914,651. The House cut that down to $845,551. They reassigned some of the figures in here, and again, there are no big substantive changes in the bill, and I would suggest that we confer with the amendment.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the bill? Send those stand at ease. Better. Without objection. Senator Sackett.
The Senate should be aware of what the House did to the Senate bill. They made two changes. One, which I probably will not object to, which was the addition of the Fairbanks Rehabilitation Association paying to raise $5,000. But they also took out of the Senate bill, which I'm not surprised that the House did this, was the child support enforcement of $154,100 as supplemental to $77,000.
Any further discussion on the bill? Senator Croft?
Most has previously been made to concur, and I agree with Senator Sackett. I think what the House did was improper. I'm curious what the reason that somebody wanted the Senate to concur in deleting child support enforcement.
Senator Coletta. Senator Hackney. Would the Secretary read the motion that's before us?
Senator Coletta moved and asked unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill 122 and requested the body to vote no.
Senator Croft?
I think it did not ask unanimous.
Did you ask? There was no request for unanimous consent. Is there any further discussion or debate on the bill? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 122? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 18 nays, 2 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill number 122. Secretary will send them appropriate message. Senate standards. Senate will come back to order. Senate will come to order. The secretary will advise the House that in the event that they do not withdraw from their amendments, that we have appointed a conference committee, Senator Ferguson, chairman, members, Senators Hackney and Willis.
Message of April 25, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to HCR 22, travel on state ferries by official school activity groups, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for House concurrent resolution 22, amended Senate, travel on state ferries by official Alaska school activity and Alaska recreational groups. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House concurrent resolution number 61 by all members of the House honoring Keith Specking.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
House concurrent resolution number 61 by all members of the House honoring Keith Specking.
Senator Coletta. Do members have it? They do not. All right. Would the Secretary read the resolution, please?
Whereas Keith Specking has resigned from the legislature to accept appointment by the governor as special consultant to the Department of Fish and Game, and whereas Representative Specking's untiring and devoted service to the state of Alaska as a member of the House of Representatives since January 1971 has produced an admirable record of legislation in the best interest of the state, and whereas Keith has been the driving force behind legislation to improve the game and guiding laws, provide safety standards for oil tankers, and provide for orderly and rational development of the state's natural resources, particularly oil and gas, and whereas in addition to the initiating legislation in key areas, Keith is well known for his stabilizing and moderating influence during times of stress and conflict, and whereas in recognition of his legislative accomplishments and leadership ability, Keith was chosen to be House Minority Leader for both sessions of the 9th Legislature, and whereas in further recognition of his legislative background, sound judgment, and natural resource expertise, Keith serves as a House member on the Commission on the Conference of the Law of the Sea, as an advisor to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, an advisor to the International North Pacific Fishery Commission, and as a member of the Alaska Fisheries Council. And whereas Alaska has been most fortunate to have a public servant of Keith's caliber working in its behalf, be it resolved that the Alaska State Legislature recognizes the many accomplishments and contributions of Keith Specking and wishes to honor him by expressing its sincere appreciation for his legislative work to make Alaska a better state, and be it further resolved that the legislature offers its best wishes to Keith for every continued success in his new position.
Senator Coletta. Is there any discussion or debate on House Concurrent Resolution number 61? Senator Ray. Is there any further discussion or debate on House Concurrent Resolution number 61?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate adopt House Concurrent Resolution number 61? Would so many as favor the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution number 61 say aye?
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and so the Senate has adopted House Concurrent Resolution Number 61.
House Bill Number 358 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Minerals and Energy Management, and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Senator Cotullo.
Move and ask unanimous consent that my consideration of Senate Bill 184 be taken up at this time. Technical problem, yes, Mr. President.
Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 184. Amended by Senator Poland, an act increasing the limitation on commercial fishing loans and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate on the bill?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill Number 184, as amended, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the Secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
And so Senate Bill Number 184, as amended, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta? Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. And so Senate Bill Number 184, as amended, with an effective date, has passed the Senate. Senator Cotullo? Senator Orsini? I'm wondering if we can take up proposed rules changes at those caucuses. It would save us an additional caucus later on in the day if we could.
That's one of the reasons we wish to have the caucus.
Fine. We'll stand, Senate will stand in recess to the call of the chair. Senate will come to order. Pardon? Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Next order of business.
Under Standing Committee reports, the Judiciary Committee had Senate Concurrent Resolution 31, location of justices of the Alaska Supreme Court under consideration, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute, and a majority of the committee recommends that do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Tillian. Senator Zigdor signed no recommendation. There is a further referral of 31 to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had Senate Bill 255, Voluntary Religious and Civic Activities in Public Schools of the State under consideration, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute, and that do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Sumner and Bradley. 255 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee had committee substitute for House Bill 205, Licensing of Care Providers for Dependent Adults under consideration, and recommends that it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner and Bradley. 205 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee had committee substitute for House Bill 233, amended, Land under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Huber and Mielen. Senator Butrovich signed no recommendation. 233 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee had committee substitute for House Bill 234 amended, special appropriation for steering council for D2 lands under consideration, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute. And a majority of the committee recommends that do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Huber and Mieland. Senator Butrovich signed no recommendation. 234 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee had Senate Bill 313, penalties and liabilities for conviction of the crime of concealment of merchandise under consideration, and recommends it be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rader and Tillian. This will appear on tomorrow's calendar. The Rules Committee had House Concurrent Resolution 50, amended Senate, State Investment Advisory Committee, and House Concurrent Resolution 53, Alaska Special Olympics, under consideration, and recommends that they do pass and be placed on the calendar. The reports were signed by Senator Ziegler, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rader and Tillian. These two resolutions will also appear on tomorrow's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Can we have oral reports from free conference committee chairman as to how they're conference committee chairman? Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, as you know, yesterday we started our free conference at 10:30, and we closed out the education budget. This morning we also started at 8 o'clock, and we closed out the health budget. We're going back in at 1:15, and our work schedule for this afternoon is to go through transportation development and public protection. And then tomorrow we expect to be meeting again at 8 o'clock. We are making quite rapid progress, I would say, in the whole policy category.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, as you know, it was just yesterday that the House members were appointed to the Senate as well as others.
Any other? Senator Ziegler? Senator Hackney? Any other conference committee reports or free conference committee reports? Next order of business.
There are no resolutions nor any bills this morning.
Brings us to our daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 149 by the Rules Committee.
Excuse me, Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Is there any discussion? Would so many as favor the moving of Senate Bill 149 and Senate Bill 167 to Friday's calendar say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 149 and Senate Bill 167 will be on Friday's calendar.
Senate Bill number 252 by Senator Croft, an act relating to liens upon real property and improvements. The Labor and Management Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rohde, Ray, and Sumner. The Judiciary Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ziegler, Coletta, Tillian, and Rohde. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be suspended and Senate Bill 252 be considered and brought to its third reading and passed on final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill 252, an act relating to liens upon real property and improvements.
Is there any discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate Bill 252 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed. Excuse me, Senator Croft.
Just one thing. This corrects several technical defects that have existed in our lien statute. I don't think it basically changes anything of substance. The only problem that might possibly arise is if a contractor would file a notice of completion earlier than the time the building was completed, and do so with an intent in effect to really try to prevent the timely filing of the lien. I think that it's clear that any such notice of completion would be treated as of no effect by our court. It would only be a few dollars bona fide notice of completion that would trigger the operation of the chapter. I think it does clarify the existing law about which there is substantial litigation without substantially altering the rights of the parties that have been by the way.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the bill? The question is, shall Senate Bill 252 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so Senate Bill 252 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 295 by Senator Sackett, Ferguson, Holman, and Curtula, an act relating to construction of public works by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The State Affairs Committee had this bill under consideration, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senator Willis. Senator Huber signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item as consent that the rules be suspended in Senate Bill 295 be considered and brought to advance the third reading in place of the final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill number 295, an act relating to construction of public works by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Okay, is there any discussion, Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, this bill was requested by the REA school districts. What it does is do the inflation and high cost of transportation and everything else for the rural areas. It increases the force count from 20,000 to 100,000. And it's discretionary by the Department of Public Works whether they put anything under $100,000 out of bid. And it's my understanding that the Department of Public Works favors the raising to $20,000 amount. I would ask that the body look at it.
Any further discussion or debate on the bill? The question is, shall Senate Bill number 295 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
Eighteen yeas, one nay, one absent.
And so Senate Bill 295 has passed the Senate. Under unfinished business, it is the intention at this time, I think I announced earlier, to meet Thursday at 1:30 for confirmations and rules, joint rules, providing the House is ready on the rules, and meet at 1:30 on Friday to hear Senator Stevens address the subject of D2 lands for such members as may be interested. Be a joint session of the House. Are there any Is there any other unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Curtula or Coletta?
Mr. President, personal privilege in Florida comment on the weekend trip in the state of Washington. Mr. President, I had the privilege of being invited to accompany the governor of the state of Washington for an Alaskan oil transport meeting that was put together by Governor Ray of Washington State, which included 13 western and northern tier states. It was a very productive meeting. The resolution came out of that group supporting all Alaskan continuance of oil to the continental United States. Only one state abstained from signing the resolution, and that was the state of Minnesota. But, Mr. President, I was also privileged at the conclusion of those meetings to sit in the gallery and listen to the governor of Alaska joint session of the legislature. In addition to an excellent speech, and it was the type of speech that was not only beneficial for Alaskans to hear, but more importantly, the Washington State Legislature, since they're in the conclusion of their legislative session and are involved in great financial crises, to hear the government's remarks. In addition, he became the first governor, which is an honor for Alaska, to ever address a joint session of the Washington State Legislature. The gallery had approximately 30 Alaskans who, for one reason or another, now reside in the state of Washington, to take time to go to Olympia to hear that address and the comments expressed by them, even though each and all of us are always proud to be Alaskans, everly so. Presentation from the Washington State Legislature. Governor Ray is quite an outspoken lady. And if ever he has a friend, regardless of party affiliation, it's that lady. I also had an opportunity at a reception to talk to a lot of the Washington State legislators. And the governor made the impression that your appointment, Senator, to the UConn meeting on energy, he also is to be commended for making an extremely fine impression on legislators. And I would suspect that from all over the country who were intended from the type of comments I received from Washington legislators that were there. And maybe to add to a little bit of creed, selling to an idea that Senator Crofts has not yet presented, but apparently even the Washington State delegation have decided that maybe the time has come that we should address ourselves to, at least in some areas, the creation of joint commitments. And it's intriguing, it sounds well, and it might be worth considering for you to request that we pursue that to a greater degree. But in conclusion, I guess what I really want to say is that regardless of any individual's personal feelings, party lines or otherwise, it was a privilege and an honor to hear our governor address that joint session in the manner of presentation that he had and the comments that were so pertinent that affect all of you.
Any further special orders?
Mr. President.
Senator Sumner.
I'd like to personal privilege to comment from Senator Patu on my trip to Washington, D.C.
You have the floor, sir.
I went back to Washington, D.C. to see how the federal government might be able to provide some supplemental programs to assist us in our unemployment problem in Alaska, in particular in our metropolitan areas. And I will, in the near future, bring a report on that subject to the floor. But I think the subject of DQ lands, and maybe to expand beyond that into the resources, potential resource development within our state. There is no doubt that people throughout the United States have what I believe is a false impression of Alaska and of Alaskans, and their view of Alaska and Alaskans are not the same. They tend to view the people in Alaska as very wealthy. They think our minimum wage here starts at about a $60,000 a year base, and that's a blue collar base, and that others might be born or immediately upon birth given dark sunglasses, a turban, and endowed with infinite wealth. They really have a feeling that we're almost in contempt with the wealth that's abundant here in this nation. I think they associate oil barons of the Middle East with us in Alaska, and think that we as a state are oil barons, and that we have no limit to the wealth. And when shared when told the realities as they exist here, that indeed we have many senior citizens that are on fixed incomes that are at poverty level outside the state, much less trying to compete in the marketplace with those workers who are making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, or that come here to work in the seasonal work, and then take that money back outside. So it's really those workers from the South 48 who have made Alaska a gold mine, at least in the areas of the skills. But I'm convinced that the truth about Alaska and how Alaskans live has not been adequately disseminated throughout the South 48. And I believe that it's incumbent upon us to do that, or not only in regards to the D2 land withdrawal, but in other mineral development, other resource development, we're going to be on the short end of the stick. And no matter how hard our congressional delegation tries, we have to keep in mind that Alaska is on the forefront, not only for the national picture, but throughout the world. When we talk 200 mile limit, when we talk our resource program, our oil and gas sales, we're having an impact not only in South 48, but throughout the world. And it's easy to detect when you're approaching one of the Alaska delegation's offices, because it's busy. There are people in the lobby, there are people in the hallway, and there are people scrambling to get in and scrambling to be a part of the activity. And in many of the offices that you pass, I think they have to perform routine checks on the telephones to see if they're ringing. There is no activity in a major part of the offices of other states in Washington. You just walk down the hall and it's serene and it's just not busy. We're working the Alaska delegation to death, and we're working their staff harder than I have ever seen anybody in the government work. And I think we're going to have to, if we don't want to always be behind the eight ball and always playing catch up, I think we are somehow going to have to fund, and I mean at a legislative level, we're going to have to fund a program that will put people who are directly responsible to this legislature in Washington on a much more direct liaison basis at the disposal of our congressional delegations if necessary, because they're limited in the number of persons that they can employ. But with Alaska having 3 and other states having 10, 15, 20, 30 and more representatives, it's easy to see how, with all the activity we have in our state, that we are working our people to death and we're not catching up. We're not even keeping up. And I want to suggest that this body consider the appropriation of not less than $1 million that ought to go into some sort of a program at the hands of those who, some national concern, who are expert at disseminating factual information to the people in South 48. And I think when it comes time to vote on the issues of D2 and other related issues, that the people, the constituents in the South 48, ought to have some factual data with which they could respond to their congressional delegations. There in-house here. There's a lot of subjects discussed within our own committees, and we talk to one another. We know what our enthusiasms are, but that's not shared outside. It's not shared at all, and I think most Alaskans are perceived as selfish and greedy and wanting to hold on to everything, and they may not realize that if we lock up Alaska, we're not locking it up so much from Alaskans, because we're here. We have some input. We have some small sharing in the resources, in the land. We have it. But it ties it up for anybody in the South 48 who may one day want to be a part of this state. And I think that has to be realized. So I would urge, and I will talk to the members of the Free Conference and ask the support of the membership of this body, that if we can urge the appropriation of at least $1 million to provide this sort of dissemination, I think that our congressional delegation would favor. I think it's incumbent upon us to spend that kind of money, particularly when we're talking D2 land withdrawal alone of minerals and development of potentially over $100 billion. And I think we're remiss if we don't bite the bullet and see that this sort of appropriation is made, to see the facts as we know them are shared with people in the South 48. Short of that, there's going to be some decisions made far-reaching into the future of this state, and they're going to be made on less than factual information. Thank you very much.
Any further special orders? Senator Ray?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to bring the floor to respond to one of our speakers.
You have the floor, sir.
Not the last speaker, the first speaker. I didn't understand what the last speaker was talking about. But I would like to respond to our floor leader, and thank you very much for sharing his trip with us. And I know for myself, I like to have him relate to the governor. I would be willing to accompany him at any time. I'd sit in the gallery and be proud of him at any place. I'm sure Senator Brody would, and especially if you'll pick up your ticket, if you pay our transportation, we'd be happy to do it in any place.
Any further special orders? Senator Sackett. Any further special orders? Announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
The Senate Commerce Committee will meet at 1:30 this afternoon in room 207 of this building to consider authorizing us House Bill 288, authorizing the Division of Tourism to match, make matching grants to promote conventions and incentive travel. House Bill 285, Supplemental Appropriations to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Alaska Public Utilities Commission, and hoping to pass out two other bills, fire insurance rates, legal bed insurance, that we've already had testimony.
Senator Ziegler.
This year, we'll meet at the usual time and place this afternoon. Bills under consideration will be Senate Bill 265 pertaining to notaries public, and House Bill 131 pertaining to freedom of public information.
Senator Orsini. Senator Petula.
Mr. President, there will be a hearing on the Homestead Bill at 1:30 today. It's House Bill 2. Also, there will be a hearing. That is, there will also be up for us number 107. No, House Bill 107.
Any further announcements? Senator Hackney. Any further announcements?
I want to check it out.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an action item to consent to the Senate's adjournment.
Hearing no objection, so ordered.